48-year-old Fungai Munyeza says that when she was informed that she had cancer, she thought it was the end of her life.
When I discovered my right breast nipple sagged in one morning, I panicked right away and consulted my GP. After going through an initial biopsy, I was told that cancerous cells had been found. And a few days later, I received the shocking news of my life that changed me, that I had stage 2B. Breast cancer. I was devastated.
Munyeza was also distressed because she knew how expensive cancer treatment is in the country and also what she had been charged to get a biopsy. Munyeza says patients need financial support.
The government should also subsidize on cancer treatment. A lot of people are not affording cancer drugs, they are way, way too expensive.
For Rumbidza Ikanukamwe, it was a lump in the breast and a series of misdiagnoses until the fourth diagnosis when the cancer was discovered already at stage 3. Like Munyeza, Kanukamwe says she lacked information about the disease, but she knew that cancer treatment is expensive in Zimbabwe. Kanukamwe, who says she was charged between $2,000 to $3,000 for chemotherapy, says,
I couldn't believe it. I thought it was also a misdiagnosis in the beginning. I was really drowned in fear of death, fear that I would die, fear to leave my family, fear to leave my kids. I was in a state of shock. Cancer drugs are really expensive. It's not easy to access them. You can find them anywhere and everywhere, but financially, the price is too exorbitant.
Kanukamwe says a government subsidy on cancer treatment and testing will help.
I personally, as a cancer survivor, would advocate for a cancer levy, just like we have the AIDS levy. And breast cancer in particular is not just a women's disease. It also affects men. So both men and women, let's check our boobs.
Junior Mavu is the general manager of the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe. She says,
Cancer is generally an expensive disease in terms of diagnosis, in terms of treatment, because most of the drugs now for chemotherapy are bought in foreign currency. So it becomes very difficult and very expensive for somebody from, you know, way down Gairezi there to raise enough US dollars to buy the treatment. So yes, I'll confirm that cancer treatment is not cheap.
Mavu concurs with breast cancer survivors that a cancer fund is the solution.
When HIV started and where we are now, we've moved miles and miles where people are getting free drugs, free ARVs, free tests. And I would also want that to happen to cancer patients, where they can just walk into Karere Nyatwa, where they are treated, get a prescription, go to the pharmacy, get their drugs for free, and then be treated. So I think we also need to pull up resources so that we then move the same way that we did with HIV and AIDS.
Mavu says while the cause of breast cancer is unknown, there are risk factors that contribute, including those above the age of 40 years, those with a family history of breast cancer. Zimbabwe's Deputy Minister of Health, John Mangwiro, admits cancer diagnosis and treatment is very expensive and says while government's aim is to manufacture cancer drugs in the country to cut down on the cost, raising awareness of the disease is also very crucial.
Cancers, generally, if they are caught while they are just beginning, the cancer can most probably be cured, including surgery, chemotherapy, and all that. So what we want is to have awareness campaigns from different groups so that we can bring awareness.
While VOA was unable to get the Zimbabwe Cancer Registry registrar, Mr. Eric Chokunonga, for broadcast, documents he sent to this reporter shows that breast cancer is the third most common in Zimbabwe at 8%, after cervix cancer at 20% and prostate cancer at 10%. The Zimbabwe Cancer Registry says annual trends show that breast cancer is on the increase, with an average of 600 new cases recorded annually. According to the registry, breast cancer is more prevalent among those aged between 40 to 45 years of age. For VOA, this is Rutendo Mawere in Harare.